Gunners and Ali.
It's Thursday, the 16th of September. Let's find out what happened on this day. First, born on this day but no longer with us, is Lauren Bacall, the American actress, passed away in 2014.
B.B. King, Riley B. King. He was born in Mississippi. Hang on a minute. Yeah, on this day. Isn't he good? Him and his guitar,
so
Lucille.
Good.
BB King, 89 today.
BB stands for Blues Boy. Peter Falk, the US actor, was also born on this day. Of course, he passed away in 2011.
Great actor, wasn't he?
Oh, listen, there's one other thing I wanted to ask you about.
He'd always say that.
Is that Columbo?
Yeah.
Great. I remember him in The Princess Bride as a granddad. Janet Ondrewatha, I think I said that right, the Aussie actress, is 69 today. She was actually born in California, but you might know her as Lynn Scully in Neighbours.
Mickey Rourke turning 69 today. Happy birthday, Mickey.
US magician and illusionist David Copperfield is 65.
Ladies, hold on. Richard Marx.
Oh, yeah.
Born in Chicago this day. Turning 58 is Richard.
Mary Custos, the Australian actress, best known for playing this role.
If it's not my body, it's more clothes. If it's not more clothes, it's more hairs. Beauty. It's a curse. And I've got it.
That's Effie, of course, from Acropolis now. So good.
She is.
She's 57. Did I say that?
Mark Anthony was born in New York on this day, turning 53 is Mark Anthony. He, of course, was married to Jennifer Lopez, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, and he's got some big hits as well. Amy Poehler, the US actress and voice artist, turns 50 today.
Knowlesy, we love Shannon. He turns 46 today.
And Nick Jonas, lead vocalist, guitarist and pianist with the Jonas Brothers, is 29.
So young. TC9 in Sydney became the first commercial TV station to broadcast here in Australia on this day, 1956.
In 1972, the Ted Mulry Gang, who later became simply TMG, formed.
Mark Boland of T-Rex fame, he passed away, 77. He was only 29.
That's tragic. In 1993, Frasier, starring Kelsey Grammer, began on TV.
And these boys rocked the Aussie charts on this day, 94. Their debut single, Tomorrow.
Yes, Silverchair, fabulous band. In the year 2000, Ian Thorpe won 2 gold medals and claimed 2 world records at the Olympic Games in Sydney.
And Mary Donaldson met Prince Frederick on this day in 2000. Now, the pair were introduced by a friend of Mary's.
At the pub.
At the pub, yes, right, in Tasmania, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Mary recalls that Frederick and I, we started to talk and we simply didn't stop talking.
Oh, and that was that. They got married in 2004. They're still together. I think they got 4 kids. Very cute. And that's on this day, Thursday, the 16th of September.